All right, we are now joined by Tom DiPietro, the Hudson Common Council president. He's also a WGXC volunteer programmer, and he's going to preview the this week is the regular Hudson Common Council meeting.
Right, the formal meeting. And good morning to you, Tom.
Yes. And that meeting is on Wednesday, January...
Tuesday. At 7 p.m.
Tuesday, January 21st. So as the impeachment begins in Congress, the second Hudson Common Council meeting of the year begins.
Yes, and I hope there's no relationship.
So first, let's mention quickly what happened last week at the informal meeting. Do you have any highlights for us?
Well, the most reported incident, to my mind, was the least important, and that is there was some dispute over minority leadership of the council. And since then, one of the things I did was it was taking up a lot of time unnecessarily. So I postponed our decision and we consulted our city attorneys, and they should have a firm opinion by our next meeting.
And just to break down the situation is that the Democrats are in the majority on the council. And
there are nine Democrats, one Working Families Party person, and one no party person.
So the Working Families Party is then sort of the minority party.
Well, that's what I think the attorneys are going to opine, yes.
But there's only one person that ran on the Working Families Party, but other people are trying to caucus, get in on that. They want to become the minority.
Yeah, well, that doesn't turn out to be... You can caucus with whoever you want, but you can't necessarily vote in that party if you're not a member.
So it's like... The public can't vote in primary elections unless they're registered in advance.
Exactly. Sort of the same reasoning, yeah.
Did the housing moratorium get passed?
It didn't get passed yet, but it made it through the first stage. So on Tuesday, it has to stay on the desk for a little bit before we actually vote on it, and then the mayor has to have a hearing, and then we do the final. Then it either gets passed or not.
So that will be taken up again this Tuesday or not?
No, I think it has. That's a good question. I'm not sure if it's
ready
or not.
Yeah. So, but it is moving through the system.
Yep.
And any other highlights from the, I guess it was the organizational meeting and the...
The organizational meeting and all the committees were announced. There's no new committees. And since we're coming back with seven of the same council members, the committees are more or less the same. A couple of minor adjustments here and there. The major one was the former finance committee, two of the members were not reelected, so we had to, there's a pretty much a new group in the finance. In fact, I'm going to chair the finance committee because I found that it's a lot more meetings for council members, and I go to all of them anyway because I'm now setting up the live streaming for WGXC, so I'm there anyway. So I've taken on a little bit more of the committee work as well.
Yes, and this week we had several live Hudson meetings, and I believe they're all up on in the audio archive, so you can get any of those recordings if you want.
That's great. And I think the future plan is to make it even easier for listeners. For city people who sit in the city business to check in right at the city website. There'll be a link there so you can listen live through the city website, and that'll take you into the Wave Farm live stream link.
So what will people hear if they tune in or turn out to the Hudson City Common Council meeting Tuesday at 7?
Tuesday at 7. They'll hear us further talk about the two laws that are pending. As you said, one is the moratorium for short-term rentals, and the other one is to rethink or revamp the existing law about the lodging tax. As you may know, the current lodging tax that we impose on all Airbnbs, hotels, B&Bs is a 4% tax. Well, when the law was written and passed through to get that tax, a significant percentage was dedicated to a tourism board. And we're trying to get rid of that aspect of the law because, you know, it's bad policy to insist that that certain tax be dedicated to a specific cause like that. In fact, we're not getting rid of the tourism board. Let me be clear about that. The tourism board will continue this for two reasons. One, there's a lot of money already sitting there for them to spend and figure out how to use. And two, if we cease to give them a specific amount of money, they'll still exist. They'll still be able to come to the council and say, look, we have this project, we'd like to get it funded. So we're not getting rid of tourism board. We do acknowledge that tourism is a crucial part of our economy here in Hudson.
And I don't know, what does the tourism board do? Does it buy ads and place them in Alaska for people to come to the Hudson Valley? Or?
Well, I got to tell you, they did have a proposal last year to hire a marketing firm to market Hudson to the larger world. And the council turned it down. We thought it was a waste of money. They wanted to spend close to $80,000 to bring in somebody from Tennessee to show us how we can brand ourselves and other things. And the council, being very responsible, I think, said, no, that's a bad idea. Now, the problem is the law, not only does it give them that money, but it says it has to be spent towards marketing the city. Now, what that actually means, you know, you can stretch the meaning of that in multiple ways. If it was market research, which is a very different thing, that's to say, you know, let's figure out who's coming here, you know, get some real hard facts, that might be acceptable. But unfortunately, right now, it's limited by how they can spend it. But, you know, the idea of just taking out posters, putting up posters in Alaska is, it seems rather silly. And it costs a lot. That kind of thing costs a lot of money.
So they're set up kind of just to make it, make the tourism industry locally more comfortable or better suited to take advantage of tourism opportunities?
That's what it seems like. And the fact is, I'm told that to do a real marketing program, you know, to implement a marketing program costs a lot of money. And, you know, we're not sure that's dollars well spent. You know, we don't have the facts of where our tourists are coming from. Until you have that kind of market research, there's no point in looking into marketing. The point and distinction there is market research versus actually marketing. How can you go on and market something if you don't know who you really should be marketing it to?
Yeah, and it also seems like maybe some people come specifically to Hudson, but a lot of people come sort of to the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially when you see on Warren Street on a weekend, there'll be plenty of foreign people. And now, how did they find Hudson, you know? Did they just look for some place to come up from New York City from a weekend, or was it part of a Hudson Valley tour? I mean, we have none of that information at hand yet.
Was it the New York Times style section had another story about the new Brooklyn?
Well, you know, it's great. You know, a lot of it happens on its own. Recently, Bon Appetit did a 6-page spread on Little Debs, and God bless them. That's great marketing because it costs nothing to anyone except, you know, the time it took the writer to write it and take pictures. It's a beautiful kind of marketing that just happens when you have things that are happening, you know?
Yes. So housing, moratorium, tourism, what else is on the agenda for Tuesday?
Well, then, you know, there's always the grunt work of running a local government. We have to pay the bills, which is we always have somebody becoming a commissioner of deeds. Some of the resolutions, I think there's a resolution for further funding for the youth department that is kind of on the table, but we have to modify it somewhat for the time being.
Increased funding or more funding?
Increased funding. The youth department director came asking for a lot of the money that was taken out of his budget during the budget process, and it's a little early in the year to start you know, hitting up the general fund. So we're trying to figure out a different way to finance what he needs right now.
And are they trying to do something new or different, or just...
No, it was another, I think, another employee that he was looking to add, and also to fund lifeguards for the summer. But there's no reason right now to hit the general fund for lifeguards. I mean, they're not, you know, that comes when the season begins in the summer.
You don't need one for the polar plunge?
No, in fact, we have multiple ones for the polar plunge. We have the fire department, you know, they have a dive group, and they get fully suited in their winter dive outfits and stand there for the plunge. By the way, it's no longer called the polar plunge. It's called the Oakdale plunge now.
The Oakdale plunge.
Because it turns out polar plunge was a trademarked name, believe it or not.
You don't want to get amazing. The city sued. Is it who puts on the Oakdale plunge?
Well, it's the Hudson. Let me see. It's the fire department and the Friends of Oakdale Lake.
And it goes to benefit the fire department or the?
It goes to benefit two groups. It benefits the youth center and the fire department.
I thought it. So we're tying it into the youth funding. So yeah. You can help the youth funding if you. Do you have to sponsor someone for the polar plunge or?
You can people for the polar plunge. And by the way, I'm on a team. So if you want to sponsor our team, we don't have a name yet, but we'll see it on Facebook and elsewhere.
And it's Leap Day this year, right?
I'm sorry, say it again?
It's Leap Day this year.
Which is what, February
29th, I think it 29th. Is. Isn't that when it is?
I think it is, but you can check it out on Facebook. Oakdale Plunge.
All right, any other things that the council is jumping into on Tuesday?
Well, not on Tuesday, but I got to tell you, all the committees are gearing up. They're having their first meeting, and some of them, I'm on the finance committee, as I mentioned, and I'm trying to get it rolling right away. There were a number of things in the works at the end of last year, and I'm trying to move them along fast. And one of them is a complete revision of our fee schedule in the city, and that covers everything from dog tags to how much a building permit costs. And, you know, it's a way to raise some revenue without a huge burden. So that'll be on the finance agenda. And then all the other committees are having their first meetings starting next week.
So, yeah, the finance committee meets at 5:30 on Tuesday.
Correct. And that's an open meeting. And that's right before the formal meeting.
And then the DRI meeting is 2:30 on Wednesday. And
2:30 on Wednesday. And that's, there's great news in DRI. I should mention that.
DRI is the Downtown
Revitalization Initiative. Right.
The $10 million that the state has granted.
Yeah, and the city of Hudson got $6.5 million of that, roughly. And we have a bunch of projects that were stalled because we were waiting for the state to sign the initializing contract. Well, the new mayor, Kamal Johnson, talked to Dee Dee Barrett and others and got on the phone last week, and the state finally signed the contract. So all that work we have stalled is back in action as of this week. So that's great news.
So that meeting will be busier on Wednesday.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
And then Wednesday evening, there's a Public Works and Parks Committee at 5:30.
Part of Public Works, and that's a new chair, John Rosenthal. And that's always an interesting committee meeting because Rob Perry, our superintendent of Public Works, does a full accounting of everything they've done in the past month. And it's got a lot of visual extras. He takes pictures of all the rotting infrastructure that are always fun to see. It's amazing when you see what's underneath the streets in Hudson.
Maybe that Venus statue is there. And then at 6:15, the Legal Committee meets.
Also chaired by John Rosenthal. And that's where we'll be looking at, while the moratorium goes into effect, if it does, we'll be looking at our actual short-term rental regulation. And that's been a long haul, and there's a good reason for it. You don't want it to be too punitive or too difficult for too many people, but you want to do something. I mean, it's really a crisis. There's a housing crisis in Hudson, as there is in most of the country, as there is from Airbnbs across the planet. I mean, you read about it in Barcelona and places like that. Airbnb is really kind of tearing at the fabric of local communities.
Yes, just like the internet is tearing at the fabric of local newspapers.
Exactly, and that's why we have WGXC, and we need you more than ever.
Well, we lost another local news source this week, right? Bill Williams.
Bill Williams at the Cat was fired as part of a restructuring. Was the parent company bought by another company?
No, iHeartMedia has been in bankruptcy for several years, and this is part of their national... So they decimated mostly small and mid-sized communities across the country. I think Rochester got lost several news people.
So they're just cutting out their news aspect of their shows. Is that it?
Cutting out mostly anything local, so they can just beam in content from afar. So there's more computers and less humans involved in the. Three local radio stations for us, because they did the Cat, the 12:30 a.m., and the other one, I don't know, there's a third iHeartMedia station, but there's less local news. I mean, they didn't do too much covering your Hudson Common Council meetings, but there's less local news on the airwaves this week.
Yeah, he was good at covering fires and police activity.
Yes.
I guess he had one of those...
Now you have to listen to the scanner yourself.
Yeah, scanner. That was what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay, though. Well, thanks, Tom. And
yes.
I'll check in 2 weeks before the next informal.
Yes. So, again, the formal meeting is Tuesday, at 7 p.m. This Tuesday, January 21st.
And to remind everyone, if you go to the Hudson City website and you see a time of a meeting, click on Wavefarm's streaming or WGXC streaming service, and they're likely to be a live stream of that meeting.
And also a recording of it in a few hours up on the website.
In a few hours. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Tom DiPietro, Hudson Common Council President, for previewing next week's Hudson Common Council meeting and other committee meetings.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.